Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
What would you rather have? A shoe full of dollar bills or two socks of fives?
I'll take the two socks.
You got them.
Oh!
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Boys, come here, will you? Look who's coming down the street all dressed up in modernistic style. It ain't nobody but old Aunt Hagen. Hello, honey. Come on up here and show the boys what you can do. Hit it, Addie, hit it. Oh, say.
I've never seen it nor heard of it, but if Ford Prefect says it's okie doke, it's okie doke with me. place. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you upon that path. What a stupid opening. I mean, I've used it for like, what, fucking 12 years or some shit? Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of hot butter knives and egg salad forks. Kitchen stuff. We thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. My voice sounds heavily accented tonight. The Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley, podcasting live from the middle of traffic. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, Professor Larry Fanucci von Gutmann Perpiel, inventor of free time. And Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster's countdown of his favorite vices. And on Friday, somewhere it's Friday Night Possum, I don't know, but probably not here, man. It's not here. It's a week's worth. Actually, this Friday I'm working anyway, man. Sweet. It's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. There you go. That's your opening. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
First word from, you know, the sponsor.
Here comes the king, here comes the big number one. Budweiser beer, the king is second to none. Just say Budweiser, you've said it all.
And manly stud, I'm proud to be his bud.
Here, have some pretzels.
No, I'll call it quits. Those things give me the schlitz.
Drink with your family, drink it with your friends. drink till you're fat. Stomach distends. Beer is liquid bread, it's good for you. We like to drink till we spew. Ooh, who cares if we get fat? I'll drink to that. As we sing once more, what is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer.
Can't get enough of it.
Beer.
How we really love it.
Beer.
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer.
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer.
Got my belly out to here. Golly, I adore it.
Beer.
Come on, damn it, pour it. Do it for me. Brew it for me. Feed it to me. Feed it to me.
Beer.
The most wonderful drink in the world. Hooray!
You possum puss. Get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing.
Gimme that, gimme that, gimme.
Fuck you, Gumby!
I got two others.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby!
Here we go.
Enter!
Indeed,
oh, yeah.
Sir.
Katsumauer says, suck it!
There she is, there she is.
Give you a chubby to start the show.
Uh-huh. Damn skippy.
How you doing, bub?
I'm doing all right. I seem to be stuck at 112.
Well, no, you're up from last week, then.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're up a pound or two.
Yep, getting there.
Milkshakes are starting to pay off.
Yep.
Good, man. Speedy recovery, mind fun.
I'll be up. Yep. I hope so. I told my boss I'm coming in next week.
How's that?
I told my boss I'm coming in next week. I missed the shop. We're going to do like 4 hours in just one day. Refamiliarize myself with it.
Yeah, don't kill yourself, man.
Nah, that's the whole thing. I'm slow walking and a little bit wobbly.
Yeah. But, you know, behind a counter.
Yeah.
You don't have to move too much, I would think.
Got to get back to that shop. I love it there.
Ah, God bless
you.
That's
my home, baby. That's my home.
Or whatever deity. Insert your own deity.
There you go. How you doing, sir?
I'm okie doke. I mean, I'm okay now. But, you know, it was a little rough last week there. I believe where we last left the adventures of my truck. What do we have there? The radiator. We were at the radiator. So the gas tank, the filler neck, the emergency brake, the rear brakes, and then the radiator. So I only had a hole in my tailpipe to go. Just a hole in the tailpipe. Just a little hole in the old tailpipe. No big deal. Oh, no. Oh, man. There's a shop, see? And 6 years ago, I had my exhaust done there, and the guy put in straight pipe instead of putting in a catalytic converter.
Oh, okay.
Which is illegal as fuck.
Uh-huh. Got to have a catalytic converter.
Oh, yeah.
Converter.
The catalytic.
So
I thought that was the cool place, you know, like I'd just go down there, they'd put some new pipe in there, and I'd be on my way. Lickety split. Well, new people run it now, man. But they're cool people, and they did ring me up for a catalytic converter. She calls me out under the truck. She goes, she's pointing up and down a pipe going, there's no catalytic converter. I said, well, yeah. I figured, why mess with perfection? Just, fix what's there. And that.
Doesn't that have to be checked every time you get the car inspected?
Uh-huh. Ohio, man. Wild, wild west, baby. No car inspection. Not like in PA, shit. Man. You couldn't get away with that shit in PA for a hot second.
No way in hell.
Hell, they probably bust me for the rust on my truck. Too much rust. And no floor under my feet. Lovely. But, that they rang me up for a catalytic converter, expensive. The differential, they said your differential's leak. We need to replace it. All right, that was wasn't the worst thing. And then the worst thing was this flex pipe going to the engine in the manifold and all this shit, which they're, soldering for an hour and all this shit. I was in the place for 7 hours.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I figured if I got there early, if I was the first one in the door and I was the second guy in the door, I figured I'd be out there by noon, right?
Yeah.
7 hours in that mug, man. And very expensive. That was the most expensive visit to the repair shop yet, so.
No shit.
And life's wonderful. But I think now, knock wood, I think I should be good for a while. So.
That's all right. You should get like 5 years out of it.
Yeah, they were cool people down there. I think I might take it down there for stuff. It seems like the prices are pretty good. Just that they did a lot of shit to it. All right. Okay, moving right along. You want to blow something up?
Yeah, blow something up.
This one you'll love blowing up. I think everybody has to agree. It's another commercial like last week. We did the Carvana, and this one has a jingle. There's nothing more insidious than a jingle. WeBuyAnyCar.com. You've heard that, right?
Oh, jeez.
WeBuyAnyCar.com. WeBuyAnyCar.com. Don't you want to fucking
drill it in your
blow
thing.
It up? Don't you think? Don't
yep.
you think they should be blown
blow
up?
Blow that fucking thing up.
Jiminy freaking Christmas. Anything ever asked for fucking blowing it up. This is the guy right here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, blowing up WeBuyAnyCar.com.
The BBC would like to announce that the next scene is not considered suitable for family viewing. It contains scenes of violence involving people's heads and arms getting chopped off. There are also scenes of naked women with floppy breasts.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any.
Pull the string.
China, Portuguese, Slovakia, Banner, Hockman, and Tachanek, and I don't mean Epsha.
This will not stand, This aggression will not stand, man.
We're gonna dig it down the boogie, gonna rock up the turn tonight. We're gonna dig it down the boogie, gonna rock up the turn.
Well, the sheep
could have bought the 92.
If there wasn't bags over that.
Yeah, but I could have afforded the 92 for that discount, man. Yeah, well. You know, you win
should
some,
happen.
You lose some. In the end, fuck them and feed them dog shit, I'd say. You know? It's like that. All right, let's get some music-y. For the, here we go, beauty. It's the Possum Lounge for the introductions for the Possum Lounge. Leading off and playing first base, it's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
You know, I think last show I didn't say it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Oh.
I think I just took that as if it was, assumed.
All right.
As written. But no, it would not be a show. Good luck, Doc. Thanks for coming.
It's been proven.
And there's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect. In the
master of his own domain. I don't know. I really don't know. I just said that. It just came out. I don't know what it means.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming, sir. Dr. Cake is indeed the cherry on top of the Possum Lounge.
Indeed, sir.
Yes, Ford just landed in the lounge in his extraterrestrial vehicle.
Protecting the galaxy.
Yep. Stopping off for a gargle blaster in the old Possum Lounge. Thank you, sir, for coming. And there's G.T. Trenton, the strongest man on these internets, man.
G.T. Trenton.
Don't get him started on those feats of strength, because...
No.
Yeah. There's some channel comes, in the free TV, comes over the airways. And it seems like early in the morning, there are always got these guys, big husky guys doing these feats of strength. Like, what, this is like a whole channel of this crap? Like weird sports. Like sports that aren't really that good, like guys lifting truck tires and shit.
Extreme sports, probably.
Yeah. What the fuck, man? So anyways, they come a GT. And there's our old pal of people's eyes.
Oh.
With the record collection that never quits.
Oh, yeah.
It's on and on. And on and on. Thank you for coming, sir. Always a pleasure.
Eyes.
What a good dude. A really good dude. A nice man. And there he is. He's not there, but he's there in spirit. Yes. The Sinister Minister, 5 hours of parking, Professor R.J. Gumpy.
Hi.
Ladies and gentlemen, pause the mower lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Jack.
It's okay, you may look the other way.
We can try to understand
the New York Times effect on man.
Whether you're a brother, whether you're a mother, staying alive. Feel the city breaking, everybody shaking,
and we're staying alive.
Well, now I get low and I get high.
It's all right. It's okay. We live to see another day.
We can try to understand
the New York Times effect on man.
Whether you're a brother, whether you're a mother,
you're staying alive, staying alive.
Feel the city breaking, everybody shaking,
and we're staying alive, staying alive. Talking, you feel the beat walking when you're out Saturday night. You know, it's still alright. It's still okay. We'll live to see another day.
Can try to understand
the New York Times effect on man.
Three cool brothers, three cool mothers, staying alive, staying alive. See the city breaking, everybody shaking,
and we're staying alive, staying alive.
Life going nowhere.
I got a 1938 marijuana movie going here, man. These chicks were hot.
Ooh. Yeah.
I love these babes in the 30s.
Yeah. Cuties. Not a lot of underwear. You know what I mean? They didn't wear many undergarments. You will.
Nope.
Oh, okay. So, luckily, I have material tonight.
Oh.
Lived a life. I had a life this week of some sort.
There you go. Something new tonight.
Yeah. So, just to mention it, went to the Mod Pizza again last Tuesday.
All right.
I like that. That was the best one yet. That was the fourth time because I got a sticker each time and put them on my fridge. awesome pizza this week. Okay, so I made reservations, booked a room in Cincinnati because I had a gig on Saturday from 12 to 5, which is 5 hours of drawing. And in this case, it was 5 hours of drawing, okay?
Outdoors, right?
In a pavilion.
Oh, okay.
And the temperature wasn't too bad. Can't complain about that. Luckily, you know, we had a roof Sunday because it rained. But that's a lot of drawing, 5 hours. So, and then the same thing Sunday. Yeah, same thing next day, 5 hours of drawing. And it wasn't quite as busy. But It was busy. So anyway, I booked a room for Saturday night so I wouldn't have to drive home, and mostly so I wouldn't have to drive back Sunday morning. And which was great because Sunday morning there was a Waffle House close by. You know I love the Waffle House.
Uh-huh.
And nice gal, man, waitress. I gave her a fin for an $8 tab, man.
Oh.
Yeah, she was cute and nice and, you know, like late 40s maybe.
Right.
Reminded me of Alice from the Alice Show.
Yep.
You know,
Linda Levin. Yep.
Linda, kind of. Well, yeah, she's more like the Gunsmoke lady. But I don't know her name or how to describe her, but just a handsome woman, and she was very nice. She said, "My name's Jan, and unless you don't like your service, then it's Phyllis." that merited a guffaw.
Uh-huh.
I tipped her pen. But the room.
Nice.
This room, and I don't book a room. I don't book rooms that often, so I don't know what's what. It was the worst room I've ever been in. I paid, like $80 or something for this shithole.
For one night?
Yeah.
That's it going right now, I wonder.
Yeah, man. You know, once you get done with all the. You know, the hotel tax and the carpet tax and the, this and that.
And all the porn you watch.
Well, the TV wasn't bad. They had nice cable, and I watched, I got in there, and Shawshank Redemption was on. I'll watch that again.
Okay.
It's always a good one. But, and then Svengoolie came on. It was so gross. Every lampshade was busted up. The carpet was like mooky. It was like...
Oh, man.
Kind of damp.
Were you worried about the bed? Bed bugs and all that?
Well, I inspected the mattress for bed bugs.
Yeah.
It passed inspection, so, I crossed my fingers. But I didn't want... When I got in there, I put everything up on the desk. But then, of course, I threw the cover off to the other bed. And why do they always give you two beds? All they need is one frickin' bed. Anyway, I threw the duvet or whatever to cover off on the other bed, and I didn't touch that. But it was gross. At least it didn't stink. Could have been worse, but...
Did they have the air conditioner on full blast? I went into one room where I couldn't turn the air conditioner off. Freezing my ass off.
The air was okay. It was like a little chilly, it seemed, at one point, so I threw a t-shirt on, and then in the morning it didn't seem that cold, so I didn't have any complaints about that. But there was hair in the tub. Come on, man. Fucking hair in the tub. And like half a roll of toilet paper, man. What? Come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, God. What's the name of this place?
Oh, it wasn't like, you'd expect it to be Jimmy's fly-by-night hot pillow, right?
Uh-huh.
What was it? Days Inn. The fucking Days Inn.
Oh, Days Inn. No shit.
This is like, but, I didn't expect it to be, I said it might be like pedestrian. It was awful. It sucked.
You should look up the reviews. Days Inn in Cincinnati, see what people said about it.
I didn't know. I'm a novice, man. I don't rent rooms.
Yep.
But, man, don't stay at the Days Inn by, what the fuck was it? The fucking Days Inn near Cincinnati. Yuck. It was awful, man. Jeez. I don't know how to... Like, remember how you used to... You'd check in and there'd be a paper thing over the toilet seat?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like wondering, did they even clean the toilet last time?
They must have. Because you went there every morning.
Jeez.
and do a complete job when the guy checks out.
Well, I don't know how much
experience, man. I always like staying at motels.
And the carpet was all torn up, you know, and then there was like some shit on the one wall looked kind of like mold.
Huh. You check under the mattress for a dead hooker?
And, like, you know how you... Man, I mean, like, every room I've been in the last, I don't know how many years, you got a little complimentary coffee maker there. You can make some coffee.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. No. Had the hairdryer hanging there, but everything was beat up and, like, badly put back together. Ugh. A nightmare. So, but
when I was in
Monterey,
I used to live off of that coffee.
Coffee, I love
just
coffee.
Sit there and
coffee.
Just make a whole shitload of that.
Oh,
have
I had
a woman
the,
in the morning to leave me a bunch of them.
I had the Waffle House coffee. You know that's going to be good coffee.
Never been a waffle guy. I got to eat some form of dead animal.
I've never eaten a waffle at Waffle House.
That's too cliche for you.
No. They don't even like push waffles. Waffle House is all about bacon and eggs and sausage and most importantly the hash browns.
Uh-huh.
See if they called it Hash Brown House, I don't know.
Just doesn't have a ring to it.
Yeah, it doesn't have the Waffle House.
No one mopped up around you while you were eating, did they?
No, it was a beauty, man. It was one of my favorite Waffle House experiences. Sat at the counter. Had Jen. I think it was Jen.
Hitting with Jen.
She was a sweetheart, man. She was a sweetheart. Wish her luck. She said she had a rendezvous that day, so good luck to her. All right, do we have time for a quickie? I think we got time for a quickie.
Sure we do.
All right, let's make it a quickie. Beauty. Here we go, a rip from today's headlines. Thank you very much for this one, Fjord Prefect.
Oh,
I like that.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck them all. Fuck them all. Oh, yeah.
Funny because it's true. Ripped
fuck
from
them all.
Today's headlines. I don't know what to do
nice.
For the 3 minutes now, though. That was, like, so beautiful.
Perfect lead-in for 3 minutes.
I suppose so. What do we got here? I don't know. The thing, I got so many 3 minutes is that it could go any direction.
But lay one on it.
All right. Well, let's see here. First, let's spin the wheel.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Don't you think Yoko should have covered that Fuck the Supreme Court song? I think she should have covered that.
Oh, come on.
By the way, for the record, I had 2 eggs, sunny side up, wheat toast, and hash browns with cheese and onions.
That sounds good.
And a small orange juice. I skipped the meats, the processed meats.
Breakfast
because
is the best meal of the day.
I tell you what, man, piling them carbs that early in the morning, I had a lot of gas in my tank, man. I was powering through that 5 hours of caricature like it was like a knife through butter.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right.
Was this that Cincinnati thing you do every year?
No, I've never done this one. No, okay. This wasn't Two-Handed Mikey. This was another dude.
That one was canceled a couple of times because of COVID, right?
Yeah, oh, everything was canceled a couple of fucking times. Don't get me started. It's time for 3 minutes. You never get back.
Well, there it is in the corner of the bar. I tried to run, but I didn't get far. Those weird little men, I'll blow them away. I'd sell my mom for a chance to play.
His brain is cooked. He's hooked. His brain is cooked.
They start off slow, but it don't play clean. It's tricky and low. It's a mean machine. There's lots of them and one of you. When the walls are gone, they'll get to you.
He's hooked. His brain is cooked. He's hooked. His brain is cooked.
All the time. An hour of this will blow your mind. Gotta get them before they get you. And you'll be broke before you're through.
He's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
As the gang looks over your shoulder in awe, they don't believe what they just saw. You slid to the left and slid to the right. You're the Space Invaders king tonight.
He's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
Space Invaders. Space Invaders. Space
feeling of power comes over your hand. Row by row, you're in command. There's one last devil moving real fast. One single shot, got him at last. Space invader.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I've done betters. But I haven't done this one.
McDonald's French fries.
There he is. All right, man. So, there you have it. They like that Space Invaders song.
Yeah.
Go figure.
It stays with you. People are going to be singing it tomorrow.
Well, we lived through that. I don't know if you remember because of the, you know,
yeah.
You know, wiki, wiki.
Funny.
But that was... I think that was my freshman year in college.
Yeah.
Space Invaders. Man.
That's a Ralph Meeker movie.
What is?
Space Invaders.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that's the name of it.
My freshman year. I was a freshman. Is that the one with, what's his head and, Marlon Brando is reprising his Godfather role.
Nah.
Matthew Broderick.
Oh yeah, freshman.
That, I love that movie. That was so fun.
Komodo Dragon.
A cute duty.
They ready to eat a Komodo Dragon.
Yeah, yeah. And they actually were pulling the switcheroo on them,
uh-huh.
And not carving up the exotic animals after all. Good flick, man.
I haven't seen that in ages.
That was a good flick. That's like one to watch after you've watched The Godfather Part 1 and 2.
Uh-huh.
Fuck Godfather 3, watch The Freshman.
There you go. Yep.
As the third part. Because you know, he comes back, Godfather comes back, and he's like really fucking cool. Helps us save the day.
Uh-huh. Comes back to life, in fact.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. I'll watch it after the last Tango in Paris. There you go.
I like the cute cutie in The Freshman, Penelope Pitstop or whatever her name was.
Oh, yeah, I've always liked her.
She's
a her name.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, this here bit of news, we'll go on with the news here. This isn't a Guinness record by any means, but this one fellow here, a Colorado man, Bob Salem, he pushed a peanut up Pike's Peak using a contraption attached to his nose.
Okay, there you go. That's an interesting one.
And he was the first man in the 21st century to do so, but only the fourth overall.
I said it beforehand. No shit.
Apparently, three other idiots pushed a peanut up the fucking Pike's Peak with their nose.
Jesus Christ!
gay, man. Read a book.
Anything for that 15 minutes.
Take a walk around the block, man. Something. Nice driving the country. Fuck, man. Why would you... How long? Oh, geez. His seven-day journey broke the record of 8 days, which was set by Ulysses Baxter in 1963. I guess it is a record, so there you go.
Uh-huh.
Wow. All right.
More power to him. What a legacy.
Yep. Yep. Well, he's got some stories to tell at the old bar. Hey, GT's got to go. Hey, bye-bye there, bub.
All right, GTO.
Later, DT. Thanks for coming, bub. Coming, bub. There you go. I wrote it out and shit in the Pause the Mower Lounge. Okay, animal world, man. You know we love the animals over here.
Oh, yeah.
Except for them fucking groundhogs, man. About ready to pull the string on those guys.
Hey, catch any more?
No, I haven't been I haven't been around it. You know, I was gone all weekend.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm going to I don't want to catch nocturnal animals, which is what I've done the last couple times. I want to catch those fucking groundhogs they go out in the afternoon and sun themselves and eat whatever.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of wild strawberries in the yard. They love eating those. So I think I'm going to set it out in the afternoon, try to catch a couple. All right, moving right along. Now that my truck's quiet, I can sneak around. the stealth animal relocator. All right, enough of that. Nothing's on the record. This is all made up. It's an entertainment for your... enjoyed enhancement there. Okay, as we know, lobsters are immortal, virtually, right?
Yes, yes.
We got another cool, this one's called Cheddar, so they can't eat him now. He's got a name. He is a rare, extremely rare, orange lobster.
Orange.
So he was spared a boiling live death. That's how you eat a lobster. That's how they prepare a lobster. You know?
I know, man. That's nasty. Poor fucking things.
They put them in boiling water alive. Yeah. That's horrific. You know? Yeah.
Albie Singer and Annie Hall did that.
Mm-hmm. My folks used to... My dad was an attorney, so they had some dough. Mm-hmm. They used to have lobster parties where they'd boil these poor things alive.
My brother does. He eats that for Thanksgiving. That's the last time I had.
I can't eat them anymore, man. They're fucking immortals.
I can't eat much of them anyway. They're tasty as hell, but I can't eat too much of them. It hits my stomach.
Not me. I could eat a ton of it, but yeah. I can't, man. So anyway, he'll be at the Ripley's Aquarium in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina from now on. Thank goodness.
All right. We got to stop by. Say hi.
Yeah. Good luck to Cheddar, man.
Cheddar.
Is
that because he's orange?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Pretty clever, eh? Hey. Eh?
There you go.
All right. Well, here's some, Guinness World Records, man. A Wisconsin man. He suctioned 10 cans to his head for a world record. I was reading this earlier, and I'm not really sure how he does it. He's got these Coke cans. The bottoms of them are stuck to his skin. He just presses them on the skin. He's bald-headed. So he's got these cans sticking all over his head.
Embedded in his head?
Yeah.
10 of
kinda
them?
Like an,
that's a hell of a
10
stadium.
Of them. Well... His explanation is he says he has an unusual medical condition, that his skin is, it's a condition, skin condition not named yet, where his skin pores literally suck in oxygen.
Wow.
He's like a fucking sponge head, I guess, or something. He said he shaved his head for the first time, went to a ball game. He was trying to cool his head down, and he dried it off and then grabbed a can of pop, and he started cooling his head down with it. And somebody hit a home run. He went to grab it and missed, and then like he said, "Where's my drink?" And it was stuck to the back of his head. So that's how he discovered his superpower. Yeah. So anyway, he's not. Nobody's going to beat this guy. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Who
get 10 cans.
Please?
Stick it to his fucking head.
Can head.
Oh, see, Cake's never eaten lobster. Good for you, baby. Don't eat it. Just pass it up. Eat some fake crab meat or something if you want to experience it. If you get, they have good imitation crab meat that does kind of taste like lobster if you use your imagination.
I never liked crab.
Crab's all right, but it ain't lobster. Why'd they have to make them so damn tasty? All right, we did a guinea pig record a couple weeks ago, didn't we? Some guinea pig shooting baskets. You may not have been here on those dreadful solo episodes, perhaps. But anyways, a guinea pig is sinking baskets. Now a North Carolina guinea pig is the official world record for performing tricks. This Gwen Ford had trained her guinea pig to do tricks, so it did 16 tricks in 1 minute. So,
ooh,
that's pretty impressive.
No matter what the tricks are, get 16 things done in a minute.
Yeah, I can't even do that. Yeah, I can't even do that. The hat's off to the guinea pig.
Yeah. And stay away from Richard Gere.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to run into him. That wouldn't be goo. Mm-mm, not at all. All right. You know, it was a gerbil, Gumby.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep, it was a gerbil.
Give the man a break.
He thinks Sylvester Stallone started that rumor.
Why?
Well, he was in, Richard Gere was one of the stars of, what was that movie called, The Flats? Lord of the Flats or something like that?
Lords of Flatbush? Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
Oh, but, yeah!
Stallone had him fired.
Right.
And they got that
right,
guy
I
Curry
remember
in
that.
There instead. Yeah,
yeah.
He and Stallone did not get along.
Yeah, the Fonz was in that day.
Yeah.
The Fonz
Harry
and...
King. That's the
Harry
guy
King.
Replaced here.
Yep. I remember that story. We probably talked about that here on this very program.
I'm sure we have.
Yeah. We're just old now and we forget.
That's
I
it.
Did.
It happens.
Yeah. All the time. All right. An Arizona-based grocery store broke a Guinness record when it assembled 14,400 donuts into a mosaic of the store's 90th anniversary logo.
Oh,
14,400 donuts.
Jesus.
They
could have been giving that to the homeless.
I know. I hope they went to good, you know, like, they need like a giant cup of coffee. That.
Well, how long did they keep it? It had to be fucking stale by the time they took it down. If they did.
Yeah, I know. It should be, they took a picture and then they should go, all right, dive in, man.
I wonder if it wasn't attacked by birds.
Looks like it was inside. I didn't watch the video.
Oh.
But the sad part is they broke a record that was held by set in Ukraine. So another blow to the Ukrainians. They've lost their donut mosaic. Yeah, I mean, well, somebody think of the, you know, just think of the Ukrainians once in a while, man. All right, moving right along. Let's see, doodly doo, doodly doo. Here we go. Oh, this is tacky. 24,679 diamonds in a ring. Huh. Bit of overkill, if you ask me.
Yeah. What is it, a big, gawky fucking ring?
Yeah, it's an Indian jewelry company. Pardon me. SWA Diamonds. It's called Ami, which is Sanskrit for immortality. And also Pig Latin for tacky. The ring weighs 12 ounces and is valued at $95,243.
Yeah, it's
got a...
It's
got
making it even,
will you? Hefty price tag over here. Oh, good for him. Tacky, tacky, tacky. All right. Idaho man. You know, people don't, like, respect the tacky anymore. You know, like, point out tacky. They let tacky slide. They're tacky over there. They don't say, hey, those guys are tacky. They just, no, that's okay. I think it's politically correct, man, just to, like, ignore tacky people. I'm thinking of the ex-president. You know who I'm thinking about. Idaho man recaptures hot dog throwing world record.
Okay, there you go.
The longest throw and catch of a hot dog into a bun. Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Jake Smith threw a hot dog 150 feet, and our pal David Rush caught it in a bun. Nice.
All right. That's impressive.
That's a great one. The record was broken twice since he said it. He said it, I guess, once, and it was broke two more times, so he got it back. By 10 more feet. That's crazy, man. That's a fun one. Woo-ah. And, you know,
I think
it's all bring
out.
It's to bring awareness to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
There you
what
go.
You would call, like, your STEM education. All right. Finally, in poop news. Ah, you thought we were going to not have his poop story.
There you go.
Well,
now the show's complete.
Here this guy in Florida. Florida man.
Uh-huh.
He's learned to lift the lid of the toilet and give it a once-over. Because for the third time, he's found an iguana in his toilet bowl.
An iguana?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. How the hell could that come up?
I don't know.
What kind of toilet does this guy have?
That was the second one this week.
Oh,
and, we know it's not the vents. We looked for a little open sewer line around the house. He hasn't found one. So now we need to find out before someone gets hurt.
Sounds like somebody's pranking him. Someone's putting it in there.
It's this guy's name, Rodan. This guy that gets rid of the iguanas. He said it was the third time. He had to respond to an emergency toilet iguana call in 4 days. So,
I don't know about that one.
Look before you squat, I guess, is the lesson here.
That's Florida for you. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's a tropical, ecosystem down here. You got all them lizards and shit. They got a lot of, in Kentucky, where Mikey's mom lives, there's like these little newts everywhere. Little lizards. Teeny little lizards. Hopping around everywhere, man. Weird. We don't have those, and we don't have toads. Where I grew up, there were toads everywhere.
I used to go up the mountains, and they always had lizards all over the place.
It just freaked me out, man. His driveway, the stone driveway, it's like covered with these little poppy lizards hopping around. Little fuckers. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but, you know, they're cool.
Uh-huh.
Is that it? Did I get everything? Oh, poop story here.
Yeah,
quick.
Got the poop story. iguana.
A man is in burning pain after mistakenly using Tesco toilet wipes.
Yeah, yeah.
As loot roll for days.
That's the one.
We did that one last week?
Yeah,
okay, well, there we go, man. That's it.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
You asshole.
That's you bad. Fucker! Alright.
What kind of shit is that?
What was
wasn't sink. It wasn't sink the Bismarck, I'll tell you that much. Oh, boy. Let's get some traveling music here, man. Hey, something a little mellow there. That was Joy Division.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not, I have nothing on 80s bands, man.
Yeah, I know. They were supposed to be very, very good and everything, but I never really got, I haven't heard about them until the late 90s. And really never listened to them.
It's kind of news to me when Ford pasted it on my page today, to be honest. I got nothing on the 80s.
They're supposed to have a big following and everything. I never really picked up on them. That was pretty good, though.
I kind of didn't dig New Wave that much.
No?
I kind of like got this interest in popular music around 1980. Or so, and you know, I went back. That's when I got into.
I listened to popular music.
Yeah, I had the 70s I was into, but then in the 80s I was listening, going back and listening to like 50s R&B.
Yeah, that's
and,
what I was doing. Yeah,
and then jazz, of course, you know, all jazz, the whole from the beginning of jazz age on, it's all great.
But in the 60s, I had to rely on what my brother and sister were listening to.
Right,
you know, we
right.
did. Now, of course, that was 70s.
I got into, Allman Brothers and that kind of shit, and Leon Russell, of course, one of my faves. Oh man, the other night, speaking of which, the other night I was—I don't know why—I think I had a buzz on. Yeah, I did have a buzz on. I confess. And said, you know, I'm gonna put the headphones on and listen to Dark Side of the Moon. I was reading shit about
Floyd
stuff.
Headphones for Floyd.
I haven't done that since Lassie was a pup. And I've done it a million times. I mean, I spent half my teenagehood with the headphones on listening to fucking Dark Side of the Moon. And I was in tears at a great gig in the sky, man. I couldn't believe
it. That's my second favorite Floyd song.
Man, that's so fucking great.
Uh-huh.
And whenever I hear it, and when I was listening to it the other night, like, you know, it's just giving it a fresh ear, it took me back to when me and our good pal Abe, you know, Abe connected me up with a ticket to go see Pink Floyd back in 89.
Ooh.
And I got to see Pink Floyd at the big horseshoe where they play football.
Nice.
But that and then
Rick White wrote that one.
The great thing about that when I heard it live, the chick doing the singing was dead nuts to the album, you know, like just how you wanted to hear it.
Not exact,
but close enough that you were just like, whoa, that's insane. It was great. It was so great. What a great show.
Yeah. And Roger Waters fired his ass, Rick White, for not contributing enough. He said, fuck you. He wrote the second best song you guys did.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
Oh, Shine On.
I did listen to that right after I listened to Pink, the Dark Side of the Moon. I put on Wish You Were Here. That's
Animals is my favorite album.
Yeah. I'll have to do that one next time I'm buzzed and in need of some ear candy.
Actually, you should listen to some metal. Smoke some weed and put on metal and put the headphones in.
All right, man. Well, my work's starting to pick up. I'm working Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then
good.
Next weekend I got the Getta Fest.
The Getta Fest.
Getta. You know, to get it, like the Scrapple shit.
Oh, okay.
It's like a pork and oat product. Like a breakfast meat. I love it. It's great.
I love Scrapple. I'm from Philly, baby. That's
very much like scrapple, but different, you know, a couple different ingredients, different way they make it.
Okay.
Beautiful stuff. But be doing that.
I got
so, you know,
it's
like everything kind of timed out good, though. Like with all these car repairs and shit, I was able to dodge the raindrops. I didn't have a lot of work, you know. I could get the car fixed. So,
all right.
Now I'm busy. Hopefully, that's all in the past, and we're moving forward.
Sweet.
Swimming upstream. Yeah.
Things are looking
What's
good.
What's Scrapple? Apple Cheeks asked. Scrapple is like pork and... what do they mix with the pork and Scrapple?
I forget. But it's some weird shit.
It's like, well, you know, it was a way to, like, stretch the dollar and get money's worth off of a pig. The Pennsylvania Dutch. A mush of pork scraps and trimmings with cornmeal and wheat flour, often buckwheat flour and spices. Now, baguette is very similar, but it is a meat and grain sausage with ground meat. I think it's mostly pork, but then they say, and pinhead oats and spices. So it's oats versus wheat. Difference.
Oh, okay.
Grapple and Yetta.
Never heard of Yetta.
I hadn't either until I had it, man. We better yodel, man, because we're burning daylight.
Yodel us out.
Here we go, man.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Well, come along, boys, and listen to my tale. I tell you my trouble on the Chisholm Trail. Come and tie, yippee-ki-yay. Oh, come and tie, yippee-yay. I started up the trail October 23rd. I went up the trail with the two you heard. Tie, yippee-yay. Oh, come and tie, yippee-yay. Oh, lay, oh, yay, oh, yay, oh, lay, oh, yay, oh, 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 lay, oh, yay, oh, 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 come in the morning on the Chisholm Trail, a rope in my hand and a car by the tail. Come and tie, yippee-yo, tie, yippee-yay. I'm up in the morning before daylight, before I sleep, the moon shines bright. Come and tie, yippee-yo, tie, yippee-yo. Oh, Lord, 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 oh, it's cloudy in the west and it looks like rain. My darned old flicker's in the wagon again. Come and tie, yippee-yo, tie, yippee-yay. Oh, dee-lee-la-lo, dee-la-la-la-lo, dee-lee. Oh, la-lo, dee-lee-dee. Oh, la-lo, dee-lee. 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 Oh, it jumps in the saddle and it grabs the horn. The best turned cowpuncher ever was born. Come and tie, yippee-ki-yay. Oh, come and tie, yippee-yay. I went to the boss to get my roll. He figured me out $9 in a hole. Come and tie, yippee-yay. Oh, tie, yippee-yay. Oh, la 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 la.
Bye.
Trip,
yeah.
Trip, triple, and gentlemen.
Some yodeling that was.
That's a beauty, man.
Yeah.
Fucking beauty. Slim Clark, man.
Slim Clark.
You can count on him for a dandy yodel.
Indeed, sir. Hell of a yodel.
And there's no, but, you know, that's why, another reason, I mean, not to cast aspersions
uh-huh.
on Friday Night Possum, but that's one thing that makes Monday Possum the coolest fucking podcast.
Oh, you got that
in the world. Because we know how to end a fucking show, man. With a yodel.
Uh-huh.
That sends
well,
you on your way, man. You're going to, like, be thinking about that yodel, and you'll be like, man,
uh-huh.
you know what? The next time there's a possum hour.
That's it.
Right?
The rest of the week is looking up.
It's a beauty. It's a beauty. I loved it. That was one of the best we've ever done. Mosin Canadian.
I'm out of my milkshakes.
Ah. But, yeah, man, stay away from the Days Inn. I'm sorry to say that, Days Inn. I mean, I don't mean to bust your chops, but that was embarrassing, man. You should be embarrassed to take money for a room that disgusting. Yeah, what more can I say? Huh? How clear
exactly.
can I be? Crying out loud. Molson Canadian. So I hope everybody has a great week. Gumby, get in there and sell some cigars for a couple hours.
There you go.
Let your freak flag fly, baby.
Uh-huh. Well, that's next week, though. So we'd say next week.
I got you. You up for another one next Monday?
Yeah, sure.
That's my boy.
I just forgot about today's, man. I caught your post. Quarter to ten, I seen your post. I went, oh, shit.
Most Canadian. All right, man. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
And good night, everybody, and energize. Thanks for coming, gang. Hey!
Folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Espresso.